Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a book that had a big impact on you. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about influential books? This comprehensive guide will help you navigate the "Describe a book that had a big impact on you" topic with confidence. We'll explore sample questions, provide model answers, and offer valuable tips to boost your performance across all parts of the IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic's significance in IELTS speaking. The topic of influential books is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss personal experiences, express opinions, and demonstrate your language skills in describing abstract concepts like impact and influence. Being well prepared for this topic can significantly enhance your chances of achieving a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about reading and books. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you enjoy reading books? What types of books do you prefer? How often do you read? Do you think reading is important? Why or why not? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy reading books? Sample answer, yes, I do enjoy reading books. I find it relaxing and a good way to learn new things. I try to read a few times a week, especially before bed. Sample answer, absolutely. I'm an avid reader and find immense pleasure in diving into a good book. Reading not only serves as a fantastic way to unwind after a long day, but also broadens my horizons and stimulates my imagination. I make it a point to dedicate at least an hour each day to reading, as it's become an integral part of my daily routine. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. In this part, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a book that had a big impact on you. You should say, what the book was about, when you read it, why you decided to read it, and explain why it had such a big impact on you. Sample answer, band 6-7. The book that had a big impact on me is To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. I read it when I was in high school, about 5 years ago. I decided to read it because it was part of our English literature curriculum, and many of my classmates were talking about how good it was. The book is about a lawyer named Atticus Finch, who defends a black man accused of a crime he didn't commit in a small town in Alabama during the 1930s. The story is told from the perspective of Atticus's young daughter, Scout. This book had a big impact on me because it opened my eyes to the issues of racism and injustice. It made me think about how people are treated unfairly because of their race or background. The character of Atticus Finch also inspired me with his strong moral values and courage to stand up for what's right, even when it's difficult. Reading this book changed the way I think about equality and justice. It made me more aware of these issues in the world around me and encouraged me to be more understanding and fair in my own life. Sample answer, band 8-9. The book that profoundly impacted my worldview is 1984 by George Orwell. I delved into this dystopian masterpiece during my first year of university, approximately 3 years ago. My decision to read it was prompted by a thought-provoking discussion in my political science class about the nature of power and surveillance in modern society. Orwell's novel paints a chilling portrait of a totalitarian future where the government exercises complete control over every aspect of citizens' lives, including their thoughts. The protagonist, Winston Smith, grapples with his growing dissatisfaction with the oppressive regime and ultimately attempts to rebel against it. This book left an indelible mark on my psyche for several reasons. Firstly, it served as a stark warning about the potential dangers of unchecked governmental power and the erosion of individual freedoms. The concept of doublethink and the manipulation of language to control thought resonated deeply with me, making me more critically aware of how information can be distorted in our own world. Moreover, the book challenged my perceptions of truth and reality. It made me question the reliability of information sources and heightened my awareness of the subtle ways in which our thoughts and behaviors can be influenced by external forces. The novel's exploration of surveillance and privacy issues feels eerily prescient in our current digital age. where data collection and monitoring have become ubiquitous. Perhaps most importantly, 1984 ignited a passion for examining societal structures and power dynamics. It spurred me to delve deeper into political philosophy and ethics, shaping my academic interests and even influencing my career aspirations in public policy. In essence, this book didn't just entertain me, it fundamentally altered my understanding of society, government, and human nature. It continues to serve as a touchstone for my critical thinking about the world around me, reinforcing the importance of vigilance in protecting individual freedoms and the pursuit of truth. Possible follow-up questions. Have you read any other books by the same author? Would you recommend this book to others? Why or why not? How has your reading of this book influenced your daily life? Sample answer, band 8-9 for question 3. The impact of 1984 on my daily life has been profound and multifaceted. Firstly, it has heightened my awareness of privacy issues in the digital age. I'm now much more conscientious about my online presence and the information I share on social media platforms. Additionally, the book has instilled in me a deeper appreciation for the freedom of thought and expression. I find myself actively seeking out diverse perspectives on current events and critically analyzing the information I consume rather than accepting it at face value. Moreover, Orwell's masterpiece has inspired me to be more engaged in civic matters. I now make a concerted effort to stay informed about local and national policies that might affect individual liberties. In essence, the book has transformed me into a more discerning and engaged citizen, always striving to uphold the values of truth and freedom in my personal and professional life. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, do you think books have the power to change society? Why or why not? Sample answer, band 6-7. Yes. I think books can change society. They can spread new ideas and make people think differently. For example, some books have helped people understand important issues like racism or climate change. When many people read these books, it can lead to changes in how society thinks and acts. Sample answer, band 8-9. I firmly believe that books possess an immense potential to catalyze social change. Throughout history, we've seen numerous instances where literary works have served as powerful catalysts for societal transformation. Books have the unique ability to challenge established norms, expose injustices, and present alternative perspectives in a way that can deeply resonate with readers. Take, for instance, Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, which shed light on the appalling conditions in the American meatpacking industry, ultimately leading to significant reforms in food safety regulations. Similarly, Rachel Carson's Silent Spring played a pivotal role in launching the environmental movement by raising awareness about the detrimental effects of pesticides. Books can also foster empathy and understanding across diverse groups, bridging cultural and social divides. They provide a platform for marginalized voices to be heard and can help dismantle prejudices by allowing readers to experience different worldviews. Moreover, in the digital age, the impact of books can be amplified through social media and online discussions, allowing ideas to spread rapidly and ignite global conversations. While the process of social change is complex and multifaceted, I believe that books continue to play a crucial role in shaping public opinion and inspiring action towards a more equitable and enlightened society. In your opinion, are physical books becoming less important in the digital age? Sample answer. While it's undeniable that digital technologies have revolutionized the way we consume information, I don't believe that physical books are becoming less important. Rather, I'd argue that their role is evolving in the digital age. Certainly, e-books and audiobooks have gained popularity due to their convenience and accessibility. They allow readers to carry an entire library in a single device and access content instantly. This has undoubtedly changed reading habits and expanded access to literature globally. However, physical books continue to hold a unique appeal. There's a tangible sensory experience associated with reading a physical book, the feel of the pages, the smell of the paper, that many readers still cherish and find irreplaceable. Studies have also suggested that reading physical books can lead to better comprehension and retention of information, particularly for longer, more complex texts. Moreover, physical books play a crucial role in preserving knowledge for posterity. While digital formats are vulnerable to technological obsolescence, physical books can survive for centuries, ensuring the longevity of human knowledge and culture. In the academic and collector's worlds, physical books remain highly valued. Rare editions and first prints continue to be sought after by bibliophiles and researchers alike. Interestingly, we're seeing a trend where the digital and physical book markets are complementing each other rather than competing. Many readers enjoy both formats, choosing digital for convenience in some situations and physical books for a more immersive reading experience in others. In conclusion, while the digital revolution has certainly impacted the publishing industry, I believe physical books will continue to play a significant role in our cultural and intellectual lives. Their importance may have shifted, but it hasn't diminished. Instead, we're seeing a coexistence of formats that caters to diverse reading preferences and needs in our increasingly digital world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, use sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Profound impact, adjective noun, having a deep and significant effect. Example, the book had a profound impact on my understanding of human nature. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, reading that novel caused a paradigm shift in my thinking about social justice. Resonated with, verb, to evoke a feeling of shared emotion or belief. Example, the author's description of immigrant experiences resonated with my own family history. Thought-provoking, adjective, stimulating careful consideration or attention. Example, the book raised several thought-provoking questions about ethics in science. Broaden one's horizons, phrase, to expand one's range of interests, experiences, or knowledge. Example, reading diverse genres has helped broaden my horizons and develop a more nuanced worldview. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing influential books, prepare diverse examples. Have several books in mind that have impacted you in different ways. Practice articulating your thoughts. Work on expressing complex ideas clearly and concisely. Develop your vocabulary. Focus on using sophisticated words and phrases related to literature and personal growth. Show genuine engagement. Demonstrate enthusiasm and personal connection to the books you discuss. Structure your answers. Use clear organization in your responses, especially in part 2. Elaborate thoughtfully. In part 3, aim to provide in-depth analysis and well-reasoned opinions. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well-prepared to discuss influential books and achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test. For more IELTS speaking practice, check out our guides on describing a place where you go to relax and enjoy nature, and describing a time when you learned a valuable lesson. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.